PapaJohns.com Bowl. Florida State leads by 28. So why is Rutgers attempting a field goal? It's 4th and 17. You gotta go for it, then you get the onside kick. Christmas Eve will find me rocking out to sticks as I flog my knob to the J. Crew catalog. 'Cause the video store closed at 6. I'll be home for Christmas, knocking back some brews. Screw Nutmeg, I got a pony kick, and I'm cranking my liqueur. Billy Boo 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 Boo. Yeah.
All right, and that was I'll Be Home for Christmas by Aqua Team Hunger Force. This is the Drunken Fools podcast. I am your host, Austin McInnes.
And I am your co-host, Chase Kennedy.
And, well, this week has been uneventful. The hotel I work in, I had to spend an hour and a half talking to what seemed to either be an extremely high woman or she was crazy. It was hard to tell. She kept bouncing around between how shitty her father is and how she sucked dick for money and how she's celibate. So it just bounced all over the place. I didn't know what she was talking about.
Wow.
A bunch of different subjects. It was actually like really weird because she would stop to like grind her teeth a little bit.
Ooh, yeah.
And then talk to me some more. Yeah, that shit was weird. And it was awkward because I didn't know how to say, like, I got another job to do besides talk to guests all day. Like, this is like, I can't do this.
Well, you gotta do what you gotta do to get paid.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you have to be a therapist to little drug addicts walking around.
Oh, yeah.
You can't tell them to leave. They paid for a room.
Well, she was told to leave because she wouldn't stop harassing the front desk.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, there you go. Point taken.
She wouldn't leave us alone. That's bad when you talk so much to the front desk people at a hotel that they kick you out.
Just go to your room.
Because you could talk, like, don't do this. If you're listening to the podcast, don't do this to people because they have other jobs to do besides talk to you. And deep down, they want you to shut the fuck up so they can do their job. So just say, hey, thanks, man. Bye. Have a great day.
We're drinking whiskey sours today, I'm pretty sure. All of us.
Well, no, I'm drinking an old fashioned. You're drinking an old fashioned. And
what? Seemed pretty sweet for a whiskey sour, and, yeah. Okay.
What are we calling you today?
I'm gonna make something up that's not offensive.
Bumblebee. Fuck it.
Bumblebee. Welcome.
And yeah, Bumblebee's here. I recently put $40 in Bitcoin the other day. It was like a week ago. And then I've already earned $5.
Just $5?
Off of $40, though. Think about it.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That means if I put $400 in there, I would have gotten $50.
But that's $400.
You see what I'm saying? I'm gonna do this coin hustle real quick.
Hustle coins.
See what's up.
See if I can scratch my way to some money.
Money coins!
Played a lottery ticket the other day. Or played a lottery, bought tickets. I bought 4 tickets and I won $24. Pretty nice. I only spent $4.
Lottery ticket?
Yep.
Oh, that's good. I won't get a lottery ticket. I'm too much of a pessimist. I'm like, I'm going to lose. Nope. Absolutely not.
I lose really honestly 2/3 of the time I play, but whenever I win, I always get ahead.
I've always said it. You have to be the biggest optimist to get addicted to gambling. I'll say it, and I'll keep saying it.
For fucking real.
You have to be. I mean, heroin seems like a pessimistic thing, because you know heroin's gonna... As long as you're high on it, you have no problems. Guaranteed.
Not until your problems walk in the room. I've seen that shit.
I don't think you give a shit about much when you're on heroin. I don't think you really do. I think you're all right. Like, I'll sell my house, my car, all of it, and then I'll just shoot up and be like,
whatever.
This is whatever. It's worth it. Oh, man. I don't understand gambling addictions, but. To each their own.
Let's talk about your salvia trip. Let's talk about that.
Oh, my salvia trip. All right. My friend, Sarah Burke. Well, she was Sarah at the time. Now she's Sean. I don't know how that works. Past tense now. But then Amaryllis was there. And we were smoking salvia. We put it in a bunch of blunts, and then we started doing bong rips of it because we weren't getting high enough, and then all of a sudden all of the walls got like an inch away from my face, and then I started feeling like I couldn't stand and I was sweating a lot, so I laid on the bed, and then I vomited the hardest I've ever vomited.
Wow.
It was crazy. I barely could grab this cup. It was like a, you know, those big cups you get at like roller coaster places, like theme parks, like the big plastic ones. I filled it all the way up. It was horrible. Anyway, it wasn't chunky. It was just yellow shit.
Oh man, you purged.
And then I just laid in bed, and then the people I was smoking it with, they seemed fine somehow, and they were all laughing, looking at each other. But when I heard their laughter, I heard their laughter all the way around my head. Ha, 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 ha. Like, all the way around. And then I started freaking out. And I was like, get out! Like, just get the fuck out! I was like, leave! And they were like, okay, we'll leave. And at the time, I had this really shitty door, so they had a hard time opening the door. I was like, get the fuck out of here! I was just yelling as hard as I could. Adam, and they finally got out, and yeah, that was the worst. Like, why? I don't know why anyone would ever fuck with that. It's terrible.
Well, you didn't know how far you were going to get into it. When you smoke blunts of it or mix it with weed, and you're just hitting it lightly, you're not even holding it in. You're just, you know. But I hit it off of a bong rip. I smoked a .05 of 20X, and my world shattered. My reality was gone. I had no arms left. And I was just eyeballs floating around this infinite loop. Mm-hmm. And I started hallucinating that people were coming in and out of the room, like my mom and my girlfriend, and they were smiling at me in disapproval, but smiling to fuck with me, and they left over and over. And yeah, it was pretty damn terrifying, but now that I know what I was getting into, it's not going to be that terrifying for me anymore. But you're probably never going to fuck with it again.
No. That was, yeah, it was worse than the bad, mushroom trip. It wasn't even a bad mushroom trip. It was rough on the way up. And I was like, because I only took like 4 or 5 of the mushrooms. And I was just sitting there. And I started drinking beer. I was waiting for it to kick in. And then right when it kicked in, you're like, man, I got to go. And I was feeling rough. And I was like, dude, you can't leave. You can't leave right now. I was just like curled up on the couch. I was like, you can't. You can't leave, man. No, like, I felt like I was, I don't know, like, the world was closing in on me, and it was too much.
Too damn heavy.
It was too heavy. Them shrooms was fucking bomb. I only took, like, 4 of them, and I was like, the whole night I was just walking around the house, just looking at my childhood, like, la la la.
I have tripped shroom 3 or 4 times, and I've only had 1 bad trip. And it was actually off of a low dose of shrooms. Maybe I got a bad mushroom mixed in the batch that made me sick. But I just tossed and turned in my bed. I couldn't enjoy my trip. And that was really the worst trip I've ever had, honestly, to this day, I think.
Yeah. I don't know the worst trip I ever had. It was the salvia. That was the worst trip. At no part of the salvia trip was I like, this is beautiful. Oh my god, no point. It's just extreme terror.
The first thought that came out of my head when I broke through was, oh no! And I was like, I couldn't talk anymore. And the oh no kept on infinitely growing.
When I did DMT, the first part was absolutely terrifying. It was like being shot out of a cannon. And then I'll parachute. And then the parachute part was... like, on the way down, it's just like, wom, 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 wom. It's just like, it's amazing. I love that shit. I would do that again, if I had the chance. That's the only psychedelic I would fuck with. Now, I'm done. I've had enough. Nothing will ever compare to DMT, ever. Ever.
Never ever?
Ever. Ever. Never.
But
bomb ass shit.
DMT and salvia at the same time.
Go fuck yourself, dude. And then Freddy Krueger's chasing you around the house with a bag of dildos, and it's not good, dude.
I was hearing a trip report about this guy who smoked salvia, and there was a lady with scissors for arms that was trying to cut his legs off, chasing him.
Yeah, don't mix your psychedelic. I don't feel comfortable with that. I might do mescaline. I've not done mescaline yet. I would like to.
That's a really, really long, spiritual, ancient-type trip. It takes you back to, like, Aztec times and mescaline. It comes from peyote, desert cactus.
From what I understand, it comes in waves of, like, extreme, like, psychedelia, and then it kind of goes away.
And it's supposed to make you a little nauseous, and once you puke, usually you puke, you feel great right afterwards, and then you have like 6 to 8 hours of pure bliss.
Yeah, it comes from peyote, that cactus. It's pretty good stuff.
Yep, we're talking like a bunch of witch doctors in here at the moment. Got anything else to talk about?
Witch doctor. Man, I wish Michael was here. Or Gage. I was going to talk about something else, but...
I wish I was a fish.
We'll save it for when the people that were there can talk about it. What was the drunkest you've ever seen me?
The drunkest I've ever seen you?
Yeah. I wasn't there, because that's how drunk I probably was.
I don't know. I've seen you collapse quite a few times.
Collapse?
Yeah, I've seen you fuck yourself up, like, just limp.
Let's talk about the time I destroyed my phone.
When was that? What happened? I don't remember quite yet.
Okay.
Get into it.
This is what happened. Me and you got really shit-faced.
Uh-huh.
I made a weird mixed drink with, like, grenadine and whiskey and a bunch of weird shit.
Okay.
I just had a bunch of mixers and came over to your house one day, basically. And all of a sudden, I wake up. And my pants are drenched, like, completely my shorts are piss like.
That was the night you passed out underneath my table, right?
It could have been. I mean, I don't know. I don't know when I passed out. I woke up. Like
you walked home that night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the night.
I walked home that morning.
Well, yeah. Either way.
And I wasn't sure if I pissed myself because I was still drunk. And, like, I wasn't thinking straight. And I was like, did I piss myself? Did I fall on something? And then my phone was in my pocket. So it was destroyed.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking that kind of destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
You blacked out?
Yeah. I don't remember after a certain point.
I didn't black out that night.
You gotta get close.
Sorry. I know somebody who, like, would always black out whenever he got drunk, and every single time, he would pee himself.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I just wake up, it's like, hey.
That's horrible.
Just piss before you go to sleep.
I usually have something going on that makes me get that drunk.
You can't.
That reminds me of this guy I saw at a. It was.
He
the
pissed
first...
while conscious.
Hey,
or just
now.
Just wait. Sorry.
Sorry. Okay. I'm not exactly sure.
He wasn't talking to you shit faced, and then rivers.
No. Just like, hey, we're passing out right now, and then wake up and everything's just soaking wet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Funny, but like sometimes not really, not in the moment.
Yeah. I it reminds me of a comedian. He's like, there's a big difference when you get drunk and piss in the bed and when you get drunk and piss on the bed. He's like, I pissed standing on the bed.
You pissed on your carpet, too.
Yeah, that's a good... I can't remember the name of the comedian at the time right now. But, yeah, what were you trying to say?
Well, I went to a show, and there is this old Spunion, if you know what that means. And this guy literally was, like, laying down, and he shit diarrhea all the way up his back, and he's wearing jeans. And we're standing in line.
Where?
This is at a Dead & Company, the first show in Charlotte.
Grateful Dead show.
Yeah, this guy's out of his mind high. He literally has diarrhea covering from his hamstrings to, like, the middle of his back. And everyone's trying not to look at him, but my friend almost bumped into him and, like, fucking just smeared all the shit all over himself.
Yeah.
And as soon as he realized he was covered in shit, he's like, oh, no! It was pretty bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't imagine coming out of a really... really extreme trip or high and then waking up and covered in shit. That's
this guy though, he had already came down. Like he was trying to talk to people that were waiting in line at the bathroom and everyone was just trying to ignore him because I mean you're covered in shit. You need help. Someone needs to help you, but no one wants to touch you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the nastiest shit I've ever seen in public. Mm-hmm. Hands down.
Yeah. Okay, since we're all in piss and shit right now, stories, I'm going to talk about John.
John, the crazy shit machine?
Yeah, there was one time you left for whatever reason, I don't remember what, and before you came back, John had to pee, and he didn't ask me to help him or anything, like, he just rode off into the middle of the woods.
Uh-huh.
In his chair, and then he just started peeing, and it wasn't, like, that far, it was, like, right there. Near the fire pit?
Yeah, he just went off, you know, like, I gotta go do this. There ain't no one here.
Yeah.
I can't get out of my chair right now. Fuck it. I'm drunk. I'm gonna be happy. I got nurses to clean me up anyway.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
And he went and pissed on himself, and I was like, John, buddy, it's time to go to bed. And he's like, you're probably right. And then I just changed him and put him in bed. And that was before you got there.
Yeah, sometimes I just don't make it, but yeah, it comes with the territory when you're working 24 hours for someone. You have to sleep and go get food, and you have to have some personal life if it only be 2 hours a day. You gotta do something to stay sane.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of just feed this dude gallons of beer and drink with him at the same rate, which I usually try to keep up. If John was 7 to 12 beers in, I'd be about 8 to 10. I try.
I kept up.
It would get to the point where John would be down 3 whole beers before I finished my first one. And, you know, when you're feeding someone beer that quickly, you don't get a chance to drink because you have to keep standing up to feed him the beer and sit back down. And you realize that he's just getting fucking smashed.
Yeah. Well, that's the... I mean, if John could drive, he'd be the best drunk driver.
He did drive.
Of all time. Like, oh, I know he drove. He didn't drive when I knew him.
No.
But he didn't, like... If he could use his hands like that still and his arms like that still, his hands and his legs like that still, he'd be the best drunk driver.
Did you ever notice that John rarely ever would get blackout drunk?
I did notice that.
He has it. He remembers conversations and everything that's going on around him, no matter how shit-faced, unless it's to the point where he's getting sick.
You know how, like, a blind person will like, once they're blind, they hear better, right?
Oh, yeah. They use all of their other senses in compensation.
I feel like that's what John was doing with his brain sometimes. Like, you would say he was manipulating you, and I would be like, yeah, yeah. He got no other way of taking care of himself other
than all he's got.
Other people. Yeah, he manipulates people constantly because that's the only way you can... You got to kind of empathize with that. He didn't manipulate me that often. I was to get, like, beer for him and stuff sometimes. Which, he didn't really manipulate me because I wanted to. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just weird when... It's weird. Like, he couldn't just say, like... He'd make you feel guilty sometimes. You know what I mean?
Well, it's leverage.
Yeah.
He has leverage in all situations, no matter how bad you think it got. You can't say shit to a guy who can't touch his dick or scratch his own ass.
And he can't beat the fuck out of him if, like, he's talking shit.
No, but that motherfucker will run you over if you piss him off.
Yeah, he definitely bull rushed some people.
Let's talk about how many times he tried to run Derek over alone.
I think it was, like, 3 times I was there for that.
Wow. They've been doing that shit for 20 years solid, arguing. They would get so drunk that only 2 people talking would be Derek and John, and then they go to shouting, and then about 30, 45 minutes later, after Derek won't change the damn CD, he'll be playing The Doors for 2 hours, John will run his ass over. Just something that happened.
Hell yeah. Man. So, Christmas stories. Let's talk about some good Christmases.
Good,
you know,
Christmases.
What? We should try to throw a Christmas party this year.
Christmas party.
You invite Jeffrey and all the people you want, and we'll try to have a Christmas party maybe the day after Christmas.
Yeah, we won't do it on Christmas or Christmas Eve, but we'll do it on the following week.
Yeah.
Just before.
And that'll be good. You guys might get it. You guys will definitely get it after Christmas, but, I want to try to do a podcast. I want to try to do a podcast, you know, sometime around Christmas. I think a New Year's podcast? We should do a podcast on New Year's. That'd be great. I didn't call out of work, but I...
made sure you were off.
I made sure I was off 31st, the 1st, and the 2nd. So... Hopefully, I'll be getting those days off, and we can have a good podcast time.
Sounds like a plan, man.
Yeah. Bumblebee is not here at this point.
Yeah, Bumblebee's gone. Just Bumblebee. Me and you left.
By the way, some people don't want to be associated with what's on our podcast or what's going on. So we give them a
stage names.
A stage name, because they don't want to be associated necessarily with, you know.
They don't need all the night
stalkers.
What
we want to talk about on this podcast, what you guys are trying to listen to, so we give them some leeway. make up a name for him. So Bumblebee's back from whatever the fuck she was doing. Oh, peeing. Alright.
Urine.
We just got done talking about piss and shit. I'll just...
right back at it again.
But, yeah. And, this podcast is gonna grow. I'm gonna try to make it grow. I think
it is growing.
I'm saving around $50 next paycheck. I'm gonna buy a bunch of business cards and posters, and I'm gonna go to places like Flow. Shit.
Edit.
Hello, we're back again. Apparently, Bumblebee doesn't know how to hold a drink. That's my second time telling that, but that's weird, isn't it? Anyway. Yeah, we're back. We were just talking about... promotion. We got shout-outs. That's right! God damn, we got these shout-outs. Thank God for Bumblebee. Anyway, where would I be without Bumblebee? Here we go. We got shout-outs, and this shout-out, we only have one. We're just starting out, but we got one from John P. We're not going to use his last name because I don't know.
You don't have to explain yourself.
Yeah, I just feel like it's probably not a good thing. But he knows who he is. And he said, like, he really liked the podcast and he was going through a rough time. I hope he gets through it. Keep your thoughts with him. Prayers if you believe in that sort of thing. But, yeah. Yeah, I hope he works out. I hope it works out for the dude.
Thanks for listening, John P.
Thanks for listening, John P. Spread the word, dude. You know, thanks. And, yeah, I'm trying to spread it, but our last post I couldn't, quote-unquote, as Facebook likes to call it, boost the last post because it had the word shit in the SoundCloud title. In the SoundCloud description, and so it wouldn't spread. But that's the thing. I don't understand why not, because 18 or older. I made sure that the demographic I was targeting was 18 and older. So I don't know why. Yeah, Facebook, get your shit together. Like, damn. What the fuck? Rated R, like. Do I have to put that on the front? Like, what do I have to say?
Parental advisory for your drunkenness?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rated PG-13. I don't think we're ever going to get rated R with it. I don't think so. Well, we probably will. This is an adult thing. This is not for your children. Like, don't sit your fucking kid around and have him listen. Just yet, wait till he's old enough. 16, you know. I don't know, whatever your parenting style is, just...
Whenever they're old enough to rebel again.
Children shouldn't be listening to the shit we're about to say. Or the things we're about to talk about. It's just... I don't think they should.
Well, what do we want to talk about? We got at least one more good one in us.
Yeah, we got one more story in us. So... Yeah, I had a... We've got to start going to more shows and stuff. I'm trying to figure out a way to make some money so we can all do this. I was thinking about this painting and this drawing here to get it off the ground. Get this podcast off the ground. I was thinking about throwing a pretty big... Not big party of 12 people. 12 people is not too bad, right?
I don't know. 25 to 50 at the most. But if you're at doing it here, probably 12 is good.
12 people. And we're going to...
12 people is going to be a party.
Yeah, we're going to have a party.
Wait, we party.
That's the thing. They got to leave or get a room at the
Well, we'll just get a
hotel down the road.
Call a cab or like have a little shuttle to the nearest hotel. It's like $40 a night, man. It's dirt cheap.
Oh yeah.
Not
by
the hotel.
By the way,
at.
If any of our fans come by and they want to talk and they want to get on the podcast, if you are anywhere in the Raleigh-Durham area, we will try to figure something out. If you give us enough time, we'll figure out a way to get there if we can. You just have to give us enough time, like 4 months. Like, give us 4 months of notice, like, you're coming down this day, and you gotta be there. Like, I don't want any of the bullshit, like, I can't make it, blah, 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 blah. Like, don't, you know.
4 months is a long time, Austin. I could deal with that in, like, 2 weeks.
We don't have the money right now, I don't think. We need notice. We need to have this shit ready. Like,
it takes about $15 to $20 to get the Raleigh.
Yeah.
That ain't bad. If you're in a good car.
Yeah.
We could do it. So we could do it for like $80. The whole round trip. And if we want to drink, about another $40.
I'd like to have your brother, not your brother, cousin on the podcast.
I'd like to have a lot of people on this podcast. There's some pretty dope fuckers out there that just...
I mean, I like your cousin and everything, but he seems like low energy.
Low energy, he said.
Low energy.
You only catch him when he's sleeping.
Isn't he narcoleptic?
Yeah. Yeah, he's in a dreamlike state a lot of the time. All answering right. questions, and
we'll,
then he won't
we'll
remember
set
it.
Some coffee on the table for him.
He's fine.
Or tea or whatever the fuck he needs.
Well,
he's got
to
be
like
pet.
To probably just take a trip out there. You know, there's a lot of people that link up, and we could all just fucking have a blast. We go somewhere else, you know, fucking have a house party, do whatever. Just fucking find a place to enjoy.
Yeah, but if I do a podcast, I want maximum 8 people in the room, and those other 4 people that don't have microphones have to be respectful of the microphone. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, you can't be yelling and shit. You gotta be whispering and...
Spilling drinks.
Oh, spilling drinks. That wasn't disrespect. She made a mistake. I give her shit, but it's okay.
So you got that last story? Come on now. Or ask me about something, but give me some fucking focus. Like, what do you want to know? Anything.
First time you did a psychedelic.
By accident. I was at school and someone dosed me on acid that was on a Tic Tac.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I did not have a good time.
I won't say his name, but
no,
yeah.
I don't remember who it was.
I think I know who it was.
You think you know?
I'm pretty sure I know.
I don't know. They had short hair.
Well, we went to the same high school for a little while. Yeah, he had short hair. Was it brown?
I know who you think you're talking about. It wasn't him. It wasn't flip-flops.
Okay. It wasn't flip-flops. All right. Yep. So,
yeah.
How was that day?
Well, I was eating lunch.
Go in detail.
And I don't think it was actual acid. I think it was a research chemical because it kicked in too fast. I was eating my lunch and I got done. This dude was giving out Tic Tacs. It's like, oh shit, those Tic Tacs must be good. Like, he's just giving them out to everybody at the table.
Yeah.
So I eat the Tic Tac. And I don't know why, but I actually saved a little bit of the Tic Tac, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway. And like, I don't know what happened to my own sample because I got really high. But 30 minutes later, man, the walls started bending, and I forgot how to get to my classroom. I didn't know which way was north anymore. And basically, I had them call my grandpa and my mom to come pick me up. They took me to the hospital, and whatever they did to me while I was there, I sobered up real quick, ate a cheeseburger, I was fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was pretty tremendous. I went to my teachers and literally told them I was too high to be in school right now.
Yeah.
I was, wow. Yeah, problems, but it wasn't that bad. Like, if it would have been bad if I was still tripping for a long time.
Did you know you were getting dosed?
I knew. No, I did not know that I didn't even know anyone at this school would have psychedelics.
Did you know you were getting acid?
No. No, I thought I was getting a Tic Tac for my breath.
Did you know the person giving you a Tic Tac? Did you know them, like,
no, I went up to their lunch table. I was like, I want one.
People were doing that at Scotland?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, there's about 5 or 6 of them at that table.
Fuck.
And I took one Tic Tac, and damn, 30 minutes later, dude, I was gone.
Give me some free acid.
As soon as the lunch bell ring. Like,
make me a fucking...
But no, it wasn't real acid because real acid doesn't kick in 30
not
minutes.
Sour, old fashioned. But yeah. Man, that sounds weird. I can't imagine like a trip being sprung onto you, because for me, I have to be like, okay, today.
Yeah. I want to do this, and I'm going to put all of that aside.
I've planned the day. I've set the day away, which I think everyone should do if you're going to trip. Just clear your whole schedule for that day and enjoy your day.
Just go hiking and bring a book bag full of beef jerky and a water bottle.
Yeah.
Water bottles. You'll be good.
Yeah, just... But don't
go hugging bears.
Yeah. Don't go hugging bears. Don't go poking cops in the belly button.
Don't go shitting yourself and try to hug
you
people.
See how I did that? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Just yeah, it's all right. Just be safe. I don't care what you do, as long as you're safe. Which, as long as you're safe, as long as you're not hurting anyone else, I don't care, for the most part. That's probably a whole nother conversation for another podcast. Stay tuned. Thanks for hanging out. Share us, all that stuff.
All that stuff. All of it.
Follow us. Subscribe to our podcast. We're on iTunes now. That's a thing.
Woo! Probably not after Woo! This episode.
And we are the Drunken Fools Podcast, obviously. It doesn't matter what we're called. They listen to the first part. And...
Smack!
Anyway, here we are, and this last song is O Chronic Tree by Afro Man.
Yeah!
Thanks a lot. Do all the stuff I said, please. It'd be great.
We really like it. We would love it. The bottle's about gone.
Later.
All right, here I go.
Run that shit, Pete.
Here I go. Check it out. Chronic tree, oh chronic tree, with your leaves so sticky green. Chronic tree, oh chronic tree, so hard to sell, I want you all for me. The bomb is smoked this side of town, LAPD trying to shut me down. Oh, chronic tree, oh, chronic tree, your leaves so green and sticky to me. On the cover of High Time magazine, zigzags while the bones for you I fiend. Oh, chronic tree, oh, chronic tree, so hard to sell, I want you all for me. From Amsterdam to the CPT, can't wait to pick your stems and seeds. Oh, chronic tree, oh, chronic tree. So hard to sell, I want you all for me. Damn.
What the?
Smoke with your boy one time.
Yeah.
Chronic tree.